For decades, Del Mar has been attracting dog people from all over the world and cultivating great perks for locals. It's a city where dogs know where to stop for a free treat, and they'll bark from their car window as they pass Dexter's Deli. Tori Rose owns this health food store for pets.
So we kind of started working our way down the coast, and we just happened to drive through Del Mar. And it was like a dog on every corner, you know, dogs at the coffee shops. And we're like, what is like going on? That was 20 years ago, and it was so dog friendly.
At Sue Noble's Three Dog Bakery, Peanut Mutters and Snicker Poodles are best sellers.
I love to cook and bake and obviously have a huge love of pets.
Who wouldn't want to be a dog in Del Mar? Elisa Pardini of L'Auberge Hotel.
There's a level of comfort because so many people are out with their dogs, and the city of Del Mar really embraces dog owners. You can go to most of the restaurants that line Camino Del Mar and eat outside. We have the ability to set up dog sitting or dog walking for your dog. So if you have other things going on and you want to make sure that your dog is well taken care of, we'll definitely arrange that for you.
Luxury hotels elevate furry family members to the next level. L'Auberge's Bob Harder.
Whether it's on your bike, jogging down the beach, enjoying the comforts and pleasantries of what the coast and ocean have to offer, part of that lifestyle for many people is their additional family members, primarily their pets. L'Auberge Del Mar specifically embraces that family member and provides all the comforts and extends the same gracious hospitality as we would any other guest.
At the concierge desk, a poodle-shaped sign lets guests know whether hotel mascot Sophie is in for the day, and Jane Thornton greets pet owners with a welcome package and pooch policy.
So you get two little dog bowls here. One says champagne, the other says caviar. A little bag of treats.
Dolphins swim in the waves just down the footpath at North Beach. 9 months of the year, dogs play off-leash on Milo Jones's favorite stretch of sand.
Coming here every day since 82. There you go.
This is just a fantastic beach, and I've been coming here since 82, and all my dogs have been here at one time or another, so it just gets no better than it is here. This one's special. Everybody's happy, the dogs get along, people are nice. You've got Del Mar, so what more can you ask for?
Every September, dogs show up in designer life jackets, and many have even taken lessons for the annual Dog Surfathon, a benefit for Helen Woodward Animal Center. Animal advocate Jessica Gerke.
We had this one darling little dog that was a rescue with this great little underbite. It was kind of some Chihuahua Frenchie blend. And they call themselves Team Underbite. And they were out there surfing, and this dog ended up, he placed in his weight class. And they were standing near the sign with his name, waving his little paw, all of them doing the underbite. And so excited, you know, they had never, ever participated in this surf competition.
When the bond is deep, pet parents will even import a dog trainer. Beth Newman arrived from Boston to be with an old friend.
Yeah, I had some clients that I took care of back east, and they flew me out here to watch their dog. It's a golden retriever, Bobo. He's really cute. I taught him how to open the mailbox.
Stratford Court Cafe owner Greg Sonkin reached out to TV's Dog Whisperer when Bulldog Stella was having a hard time.
Well, my daughter Marley has a bulldog, and when she got the bulldog as a puppy, as the bulldog got older, she was pretty unruly. We wanted to make her the mascot here, so she sent a DVD of the dog, and they fell in love with it and came down and filmed here for 3 days and at our house for 3 days.
Underneath all of the attention and accommodation dogs receive in Del Mar is basic caring. Her dog had a nagging skin condition, and Dog Deli owner Tori Rose wanted to improve his quality of life.
What I saw in my own dog with Dexter is that he lived to 17 and a half. And he didn't have old man crusty coat and dirty teeth and stinky old dog. He lived all into his senior years, you know, totally vibrant. And that's how they should be. But because of all these years of processed foods, we've gotten used to thinking that dogs turn into seniors at the age of 7 because we're told that. And that's just not true.
Though it may be a long road back to the restaurant for Stella the Bulldog, Greg has created a comfortable place for neighbors with four paws.
It's always been dog friendly. We serve dog treats to them. Dog bowls are all around. It's, you know, it's home sweet home for them.
When I die, I want to come back as a dog in Del Mar. For City Stories, I'm Sally Tinker Smith.
She touches my
this little one. Hi. Hi,